brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. It's a Friday, which means hopefully we'll be in a better mood than we normally are.
Possibly. I'm on a high, a natural high.
Because
the summit.
Because CeeDee Lamb is sticky fingers.
Dude, that man, that it's just disappointment city in Dallas. But not that. Just what we experienced yesterday again at the summit with the people. The love that was just thrown our way. And listeners and everybody that showed up and tuned in, we love you here at 95.7 The Game. I'll talk to Steiny about being a little tardy, but other than that, we had a ball.
I got to tell you, I thought
they did a video of you being late. If the brother was late, I'd be written up, but it's okay. Steiny, go ahead.
I'm walking around Bloomingdale's at 356 asking everybody under the sun if there's a 95.7 The Game broadcast. You know, nobody knows. I go into Dolce and Gabbana. They have no idea what's going on. I'm like, is there an outdoor area anywhere here? Yeah, go up to Gucci and take a left. And
you were supposed to valet. It was all perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? That's the other thing.
You're special.
That's the other thing. You know, just another event where I'll probably lose $100. You know, driving down to San Jose, parking. You know, I can't fill out an expense report.
Whitley had the best video of before we got there, Steiny. They were like, what house to be the last one to show up? Will it hurt me? I was his guest, but everybody else, the other four of them picked you. And then to watch you come in from Bloomingdale's is the greatest video that I've seen in a while. But we had a blast, and thank you, everybody. John, Alnetta,
Leon. Who's John?
The guy that gave me the cowboy gift.
Oh,
and then the history of the Niners.
Man, yeah.
We got some great P1s.
Who the hell is John?
My man.
We did get some bad news last night.
We got cryptic
on Christian
news. Cryptic.
What's cryptic mean?
Scary. Season ending. Can change the whole fortune of this thing. I'm being real. Go ahead.
I'd say more mysterious.
It's 10:04. You haven't mentioned my outfit. Come on.
How come you dress so nice, Goo?
Evan is my boy. He's going to Lil Wayne tonight. I'm going to Harding Park, and I'm helping him see.
I think it's Lil Wayne, if I'm not mistaken.
You got me there, Steiny. Lil
Wayne.
You
still won't listen to any song I send you.
Oh, no. Mr. Carter, I'm ready to get into.
Look at you. But I'll be helping him see in the San Francisco chapter of autism, and they're having their golf tournament, their annual, Steiny, at Harding Park. So I'll catch you at the cafeteria and then dip over there.
Nice. Sounds good. 49er fans, how are we feeling about the Christian McCaffrey news?
Damn.
He was limited at practice yesterday. Kyle Shanahan's going to talk to the media today about 1:30. We'll either have it live or we'll get it to you right away. We'll probably take it live, though, for sure. And we'll find out what's going on with Christian McCaffrey, whether it's a big deal or not. But it feels like it's going to be a big deal just because it's his calf and the injury he's coming off of.
Steiny, I mean, we heard Willard right before the breaking news sounded, you know, at the summit, just talk about what he had looked like, McCaffrey, in Willard's eyes when he was out at practice. And he wasn't the only one. You know, Matt Bear, everybody talked about so how fresh he looked. But again, I kept telling you all, talk to me when he gets pounded on or guys are throwing him on the ground that weigh 300 and dogpiling on him. But this happened without him getting hit. So, Steiny, I hope I'm wrong, but I can't believe we talked about Juwan Jennings and again took for granted that they would have the Niners, the services of one Christian McCaffrey. And as you look at me in your Johnny Cash black polo shirt, Steiny, I'm starting to think if he's limited and he told you he could go, I would hold him out just for the sake of proceeding with caution?
I have no idea. Like, I seriously have no idea. I have no idea whether he can injure it further. I've got no idea whether he's 90% and can play through it. We have no idea the severity. So I think that's the part that really worries 49er fans. And, you know, I guess what I'm wondering is if you're a 49er fan and you hear this news yesterday, like, how do you get panicked?
Oh.
Because I got to tell you, like, maybe it's because, you know, I'm not a 49er fan per se, but I do feel like, yes, it's a big blow, but I feel like we're all assuming that it's kind of over for McCaffrey. It feels like most people are thinking this is going to be a serious thing, and now he's probably not going to play a lot this year.
And I feel like a window's is coming shut if that's the case. Hopefully you're wrong. That's how I feel.
Yeah,
What
window?
Of the championship prism.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this was a Super Bowl team with McCaffrey. Mm. And I'm not sure, obviously it's not a Super Bowl team without McCaffrey. But, you know, the bottom line is there's not a juggernaut in the division. And the 49ers, I don't give up on them possibly winning the division. I don't.
Can I ask you one of the biggest questions that came up yesterday, and we'll never know the answer, and Kyle's going to speak today at the summit. Do you think they knew something was going on when they got B-Rob from the Commanders? I thought to myself, of course they did. They didn't want to go public. Or was it just good fortune that situation went bad, you know, in the nation's capital? And they were like, okay, well, we'll bring him to our team. But Stani, I've been around a few blocks in my life. So am I naivete to be thinking they didn't know something was up with them?
How many games did McCaffrey play last year? Yeah, so if my running back played four games last year,
damn, Stani.
I don't care what the injury is. I don't care how old he is. I don't care what his history is. Right. It's like you better protect yourself.
All right. I got you.
For the following season. And, like, to me, I mean, if they knew something was wrong or if they didn't know something was wrong, to me, that's not important. What's important is
you did something.
They obviously felt like a guy coming off that injury and who played that few amount of games, you needed to get some support for him, whether it was going to be in the games where you divvy up carries to lighten the load for McCaffrey, or whether McCaffrey misses some games and then you have Brian Robinson there to take his place.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Jordan Mason comes to mind. You said at the summit too, and I agreed with you. He kind of held it down, can't catch the ball out the backfield like McCaffrey, but he's making more than Robinson. My bottom line is I don't know who's better, but maybe if they thought, you know, that McCaffrey was going to have this, you know, would be a question mark, whatnot. Maybe who's to say Jordan Mason's not still on the team? But that doesn't matter because they got lucky, because that's what it looks like now with B-Rob. But I'm going to tell you guys this. If it's just B-Rob, he's not a McCaffrey.
Nobody is.
Mm.
So they'll have to make do without him if he's hurt. We don't even know if he's going to miss Sunday's game.
How much do you believe that? Of your being believes that? Oh, Stani, there's no doubt he's missing the game Sunday. It's Friday, bud.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe. Right, I guess it, he
played
he
four
might.
Games. That calf was barking, whatever was going on with it. Oh, and you said the great Doc Pangea joined the morning guys, so we can get what he thinks about it.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Does this Christian McCaffrey news change your overall outlook for the 49ers this season? And for me personally, it doesn't. Last night, we got to predict the number of wins we thought. I threw 10 out there. Then we got the news McCaffrey was hurt. And I'm not coming off 10. I'm still not coming off 10 wins. So it doesn't, it's not my way of saying McCaffrey doesn't mean anything. It's my way of saying I think the 49ers still have some other things they can do and can still, you know, get to where they need to go. Coming up at noon today, we got Randy Cross, former San Francisco 49er. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
I was just a pig in heaven.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Ooh. All right, Christian McCaffrey's got a calf injury, limited him in practice yesterday, and now we wait and see what his status is for Sunday against the Seahawks. And this is what I was thinking, Goo, and this is, like, it's a little backwards, but this is why I think that Kyle Shanahan's a really good coach.
All right.
And it's because even though they lost McCaffrey, I'm not giving up on this team, or I'm not writing this team off. And this is a direct reflection to me of Shanahan, at least the way I feel about Shanahan. I feel like if there's any coach that can work around this and still get the most out of this offense without Christian McCaffrey, then Kyle Shanahan. And I get it. McCaffrey's dynamic. But this is where a guy like Kyle Shanahan earns his money. This is, like, he had five different leading rushers his first 5 years here in the Bay Area, and he may have to do it again with somebody other than McCaffrey. And it's not ideal, but I can't write off the season. I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah, nobody's asking you to, and I'm with you, and we talked about Kyle's brilliance, but the bottom line, Steinie, is you talked about what's on his resume, and rightfully so, but the bottom line is I feel like we watched this movie without McCaffrey last year, and I know you got some youngsters to plug up a lot of holes you had defensively. You couldn't stop a damn thing defensively last year, so maybe whatever, if you had Joe Montana and Jerry Rice and Taylor and the rest of the gang, it wouldn't have mattered offensively, but they went 6-11, and that shocked me, because every Sunday I was like, you know, just what you said, play that record that in Kyle we trust. But some points and some junctures in season, Steinie, some things coaches just can't fix. And again, here we are on the cusp of week one, days away. And I know last year it was the Jet game and we were out there getting ready for Monday night, and then we found out he wasn't playing. So I'm with you. Until I see it, you know, I won't believe it, but the bottom line is, I'll believe it, is right now I think this could possibly have the ingredients to have them having a repeat season of what they did last year in regard to record-wise. I hope I'm wrong, but we heard Jerry Rice tell the Morning Joes, you know, for Brock Purdy, when McCaffrey's not out there, he's so great in the passing game and also the threat to be able to take it to the house. Naturally, does Brock Purdy try to overcompensate and do too much? And I feel like we saw a lot of that last year. So I need to slow down, Steinie. I know, put up the red sign for your boy, because we don't know if he's out come Sunday and after that. But I'm just looking at it like, when that news broke and Willard told us what was going on, it was just one of those, you're telling me I got to take my Ferrari back to the shop? And if you got to do that multiple times, whatever car it is, you kind of know something's going on real serious under the hood.
Yeah, I feel like we talked a lot yesterday at the summit, and, you know, people are asking each other what their expectations are for this team. We all seem to acknowledge that they're in a different place than they've been in the last 2 or 3 years. you know, somebody, what's the goal? The goal is to make the playoffs. Ideally, you win the division. And now we learned that Christian McCaffrey was limited at practice yesterday. That's all we know. He was limited. All right, my expectations haven't changed with that news. I mean, I get it. He's an important player. He was limited yesterday. So the goal still remains the same, which is to try to win the division. And I still think they might have, I still think they have enough to do that even without McCaffrey. It's going to be harder, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I just feel like, let's just go with the news that we have right now.
All right. But I just, and you got to understand, you're my therapist right now, and I'm speaking for Niner fans. You know, you look at Seattle, Stoney and McDonald, a defensive coach, 10 of 11 starters are returning. Bonte gave me some nuggets. Over the last 14 games, you know, they've given up only 14 offensive TDs. So they got some continuity defensively. And I just say that to say, of course, it's the NFL. Nothing's going to be easy. But my 10 wins, that was including McCaffrey would be upright and maybe getting 300 touches. So I hear what you're saying. And this has the ingredients to be one of Kyle's best jobs as a head coach if somehow McCaffrey is not there. But, Stoney, I just ask you this because it's relatively new. But, man, what was last season? That was an opportunity for everybody, including the coaching staff. And I know Sala wasn't here and Sorensen didn't get it done. But, man, how did they take on that task? And I think collectively they failed. And they had a season that only culminated in 6 wins. So I guess I'm asking you is if McCaffrey's not there or you got to treat him differently, what's changed?
Well, this isn't – to me, I don't care who the player is. Like, it sounds like – well, tell me if this is what you're saying. Yeah. Like, last night you said 10 wins. And now you said, well, without McCaffrey, who knows? They could be a 6-win team again. Like, that's where I got to –
slow down.
That's where I got a break from you.
Yeah. Okay.
Or from people like I get it. He's a big deal, but like if you're going from a 10 win prediction to a 6 win prediction because McCaffrey's not going to be there, then I don't know how good you were going to be in the first place.
Well, what about the passing game that we talked about? Not iffy, you know, including Kittle, but let's exclude Kittle just for this conversation. Just that right there with no Debo. D-Rob is suspended 3 games. Stoney McCaffrey was going to be able to make that okay and you be able to get by the offense and move the chains and bleed the clock.
You can't do that with Robinson?
You know what? Maybe you can. But how about you give me this and we put some respect on McCaffrey's name? Who, again, Stoney, you said it at the outset. We don't know if he's not playing, but I just feel like it's Friday. I can't wait for Kyle to talk at 1 or 1:30. I think we'll have more of an idea. But, Stoney, I don't want to put any shade at B-Rob, but why did Washington let him go? Like, he's not McCaffrey, but maybe he can be under the tutelage of Kyle.
I mean, I'm looking at a running back that essentially has rushed for 800 yards every season he's been in the league. And then the last 2 years he received, he had receiving yardage of 368 and 159. So it looks like he's had 2 straight years of about 200 plus touches. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's going to get more, more this year now because of the McCaffrey situation. But what I want to know from 49er fans is, yeah, this hurts. It's a little bit of a gut punch.
So you're not mad at the fear? Like,
at what fear?
Like if I said, you know what, Stoney, I'd like to change my win.
No, go ahead.
If he's not available to 6 or 7.
Okay. And
but you feel like, nah, they still got a chance.
I'm not changing from my 10 wins.
All right.
But I think if you go from 10 wins to 6 wins because of the I think that's almost taking too much of the onus, responsibility, and accountability off the rest of the team. Mm. I mean, if you take McCaffrey off this team, are they a 6-win team, really?
Last year they were.
But they had other injuries last year. If you take McCaffrey off this team, are you telling me, well, Kyle's got a license now to go 6-11 or 7-10? I don't think so.
But
even if Christian McCaffrey's not around, they need to challenge. Like they need to be competitive in the division. They're
would
good
you
enough
have
to
a problem if I say what if Steph was off and we kind of see
not,
it?
McCaffrey's not Steph.
You don't think so?
Not even close. Not even close. McCaffrey's one of 11 guys on offense. They got other weapons. I wouldn't say McCaffrey's Curry. That's just me.
Hmm. Real quick, Stoney, would you say Barkley's Curry for the Eagles?
I wouldn't. Mm. I wouldn't because the Warriors don't have Jalen Hurts and Jalen Carter and Brown. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe I'm selling that everybody short. If we end up watching no McCaffrey, I hear where you're going, so I got it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not letting Kyle Shanahan off the hook. And, oh, you know what? McCaffrey's hurt, so they can have another down. No, absolutely not.
But you understand.
You got your quarterback. You still have your quarterback, your franchise quarterback. You got a running back from Washington who's probably better than Jordan Mason. Is he better than Jordan Mason?
Well, he's done more than Jordan Mason. Yeah,
he's only been in the league 3 years.
All right.
I mean, Robinson's only been in the league 3 years.
He let some rookies beat him out in Washington, but so, I get it. They didn't want to pay him.
I mean, this is... my expectations don't change dramatically.
Why
for
I'm
this
mad
team.
At myself is I'm not saying Kyle's off any hook, but for you to get there, it sounds like if I'm saying, oh, they got no McCaffrey, well, close the garage.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. And
I don't like that.
And what bothers me most about it is that when we're talking about the 49ers, is, oh, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and the other thing. Oh, we have no problem, bro. Warner and Bosa and Trent Williams and Purdy and Kittle and all these guys. It's like, okay, well, you lost McCaffrey. Those other guys don't go away. If George Kittle's a future Hall of Famer and Brock Purdy's your franchise quarterback and Bosa's still supposed to be one of the top five defensive players in the league, and oh, Fred Warner's the best linebacker in all of football. Nah. It's like, you got enough. You got enough to compete. Let's go to K Bueno in Oakland. What's up, K Bueno? How you doing, man?
What up, guys? Happy Friday.
Yeah.
First off, Steiny, dude, I got to give you props because I meant to tell you this the other day, but your frames are on point, my man. It's giving me Ruben Tishkoff vibes from Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
I'm watching you guys on YouTube. Yeah, I'm watching. Like, you should be running a casino, my man.
Hey, how about me today?
Oh, I'll get to you. That's Guru. Dapper, my dude. Stay looking sharp, dude.
I appreciate it.
Just want to say, and, you know, and speaking of being sharp, you know, okay, the Niners.
Yeah.
Okay, what are the expectations for this year? Okay, with CMC, I mean, the optimist in me was thinking, okay, yeah, he's back to the 2023 form. He's going to be back at 100. He's going to be at that level he was. That's the optimist to me. But let's be real. Back of my head, and I think a lot of fans have probably felt the same way. Back of the head, like, okay, that calf injury, this isn't something that just goes away.
Mm.
You know, this is not going to be the tendonitis in his calf there. It's just serious. It's something that it's managed.
Yeah.
So when we heard about him being limited at practice, I wasn't shocked. I didn't want to believe it. I didn't like to hear it. But it's also like,
right.
You know what? I had a feeling this is going to happen. So does it change my expectation for what's going to be coming up for the season? Not really, because I feel like, you know, if I was going to get my DeLorean and go to the future and look back at the season, I think McCaffrey would not be getting as many touches as we've seen from him in the previous seasons, just because they've seen what can happen. They're taking it cautiously with him. He's not a young buck no more. And, you know, we got Robinson here as an insurance policy. I think it's a good, looking back, it's a great trade, because for cases like this, we got to control the touches because we don't want to run CMC to the ground. We're going to need him for the whole season. Now, it's definitely a red flag, but it's not a surprise either. It's like, okay, they're limiting his touches. They got to be careful.
Right.
So it doesn't really change what I expect from them this season, because there's still a lot of question marks on defense. We got a lot of young dudes that got to prove themselves. You know, is Moody going to be, are we going to have some torture football from Moody this year? I don't know. So that doesn't change my expectations. I think it's just a reality check, really, is what it is.
Yeah. Good stuff, K Bueno. Appreciate the call. I mean, yes, I think that's the way the 49ers had to look at it. You're optimistic and you're hopeful. McCaffrey was going to be the player he was, but You know that in football, you got to prepare for that not happening. And, I mean, there's no other way to put it. Like, it looks like Brian Robinson's going to be a monster player on this team if McCaffrey's not there.
And then Garrido after him, you know?
And Garrido was a backup last year. So, you know.
But to his
still have plenty of weapons and – this team still should be able to compete.
Yeah. And I'll go here, and this too strong, but I brought Evan up at the summit. He doesn't know it. But when we were on the field, we were at the game. We were in Levi's thinking, you know, what's up with Christian? Game time decision. I still have PTSD from that. So to the caller's point, I almost want to give him credit. Tell me if I misheard, but it sounded like he was ready for this news. And –
Well, wouldn't you have prepared for it? Come on, guys.
But no,
he's coming off an injury.
3 days away played, from the game. Right? We were at the summit, and everybody was proactive.
Well, so
and
if
nobody's
he plays
wrong.
But if he plays the first game, it doesn't mean he's playing 17.
Yeah, but Stani, this is like all the reports were the Ferrari is roaring. Ew. And now all of a sudden, we got to wait to Kyle talk. Like, honestly, you are not perplexed at all at how that news broke at the summit yesterday?
Absolutely, positively not.
I'm floored.
He's coming off an injury. He played four games last year.
No doubt. I can't.
He's got a calf, and he had another injury.
We're days away from Seattle. We assumed that he was going to be out there fresh as a loaf of Wonder Bread.
I mean, I wouldn't have assumed that. I'd have been very hopeful and fingers crossed. But
I thought there was not even a shot, partner, that he was not going to be.
I got to be honest with you. I didn't think there was a shot in hell he was ever going to play 17 games. Like, I don't think that's within the realm of possibility.
I'm talking about one, though. I thought he, before even taking a hit, he was going to be readily available in Seattle, and maybe it was 25 to 30 touches. That's what I had on my metric and my chart. How's Kyle going to use him with Robinson in town? And again, he could get 30, but partner, I just think the way that news broke and who it broke about and that calf still barking and we're in the Bay. We've had a lot of calf issues here. So I'm just kind of – maybe I need to get some meds and relax and he'll be out there. But boy, Stani.
I mean, I don't know if he's going to – I don't know how many games he's going to play, how many he's not going to play. But I think any 49er fan that's been watching this team for a while knew this was a possibility. And, you know, this is another one of those things where there have been a lot of people that have called in here over the last year or two, and they've brought up that 29 is old for a running back and that McCaffrey's had some injury history.
Body might be 31.
And this is the time that sometimes running backs start to break down. And, like, that's just got to be put into the equation. Let's go to Steve in San Francisco. Right. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I think you raised some great points, right? If we're all talking about this, for as stubborn as Shanahan is and for as much as he ran CMC into the ground in those 2 years, which we can't go back and change, they know he's 29. They know that calves are a usage thing. They know going into this season the possibility that he's no longer the bell cow. He's a luxury, and it's going to be a constant management and monitor thing. That said, I love to think and have to think that they're fully prepared for what that scenario could be and that they have a limited or an unavailable Christian McCaffrey, and how do they work their way around that? That's where you lean on Shanahan's expertise.
Right.
And the people that they have in the building, and the fact that they can get mileage out of guys like Breida, Garendo, Mostert. That's not a concern. It's just that with CMC, you're markedly better and there's no replacement. I will offer one sliver of a silver lining that could be a possibility. Could it be some gamesmanship? Is this a bruise? Is this a cut? Is this something that is really not an issue? That just gives them a little bit of added oomph and a little bit of smoke and mirrors going into Seattle. I don't think it is, but it could be a possibility that it's a chess move and that this is all for naught, but something to offer up for the opposite side of this when it's looking.
No, I appreciate it, Steve.
I'm mad at him, but Stani, I don't think the Niners, as good as they've been and great as McCaffrey is, would go to this extent to – you know, what's that get you? Extra few yards or a couple? I don't know, but I won't say denial, but that's kind of, you wish it were that, you know?
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Christian McCaffrey. What we know is he was limited in practice yesterday, and Kyle Shanahan will talk to the media today about 1:30. 49ers, of course, opened their season Sunday, and now it becomes a question whether McCaffrey will be there or not.
Yeah.
My question to Niner fans is, like, all we know right now, I would say, is his status for Sunday is unclear. He might not play Sunday. Like, That's all I know. Could it be more? Okay. Of course it could be more.
Yeah.
Could he be out for the season? I guess he could be in theory. But as of right now, I'm just looking at it from the standpoint that he might not play against Seattle. We'll see longer term than that.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, we can still go out and win the division.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this to that. And, Stani, I would love, because you and I and all the rest of the gang here at 95.7 The Game, it felt like we were all on the same accord in regard to, like, I don't know what number to land at. So I get what you're saying long term, win the division. But now I'm week to week with this team. And Dr. Pangea, who knows the body better than us, Donnie, I don't know if we had a sound. I wonder what his thoughts are about this news moving forward for McCaffrey and the ramifications.
Well, here's Doc Pangea. He was on with the morning show, Spadoni and Shasky.
I think definitely there should be a level of concern. And even though this may simply be precautionary and maybe it's just a little bit of soreness and they're being safe, anytime you have symptoms, you know, kind of come up again with anyone who's had kind of this chronic injury, like Achilles tendonitis, you get worried. So does that necessarily mean that he's going to be out for 7-8 weeks? I don't necessarily think so based on the reports. But what does that mean as 16, 17 games go along? If he's already getting some symptoms right now, what is it going to mean, you know, week five, week six? And he's had nearly 2,000 touches in his NFL career. He's a running back, and his body is going to break down. So I think that we hopefully aren't seeing that process play out, but definitely I'm concerned about seeing this pop up so early in the season, given his injury history last year.
All right, that's Dr. Pangea.
And Stani, we hadn't even added, or have we, the new calf is the new Achilles. And if this is Achilles tendonitis, it's like an engine. And if an engine's on the brink or having problems, it can go. And we've seen athletes, you know, that happens. Kevin Durant on line one. So it's almost like time is not on your side. You can hope it is. And last year, all we got, we were cheated. I felt cheated. We got to watch him play four games. And then when he returns, a PCL injury, you know, on a Sunday night game against Buffalo. It's like, man.
Yeah, I'm like, I wonder how fans, like, what kind of, were people just assuming he was going to be the player he was 2 years ago?
I can say for me, I was.
Yeah, I.
That's where you're saying I went wrong?
No, I'm not saying you went wrong.
In camp.
I'm not saying, what's that?
Those were the reports in camp that he looked like he was back to 2023 McCaffrey.
Right, but I mean.
Without getting tackled.
I don't even feel like that's possible. After you miss almost a whole year. Like, I think once you miss a whole year, then you got some questions you got to answer. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, to me, what's clear is, I don't care what they were saying publicly.
Right.
They went and got Brian Robinson.
Right.
Like, that can't just be a coincidence, right?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday at the summit again. So it is what it is, right? And Stani, you said, Goo, if he so happens to miss, because I'm just week to week now, and if he's not available, you still got Kittle, you got Brock Purdy with the new bag, you got Jennings, you got Ricky Pearsall, a guy that's capable of being number one, and you got Robinson. So let's see it.
You know what? This is a good point from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Tell you what, Brian Robinson should try to renegotiate his contract right now.
He might come up Jennings though, snake eyes.
Well, he also might get some incentives.
He's a free agent.
They sign him to a long-term contract right now. McCaffrey's not going to be around. 888-957-9570 is the number. And Christian McCaffrey was limited yesterday at practice, and we don't know his status for Sunday. Kyle Shanahan's talking to the media today at 1:30, so hopefully we'll get more info there. But my question is, with the news that we know, and all we know is he was limited at practice yesterday, does that fundamentally change your expectations for this team? For me, right now, right here, what I know, it doesn't change my expectations. They should compete, in my mind, for the division, and they should be up there with the Rams and maybe the Seahawks. And the fact that CMC was limited yesterday. Yeah. In the grand scheme of things, doesn't change anything for me at this point. At this point. 888-957-9570. Don't forget, we got Randy Cross, former San Francisco 49er, three-time Super Bowl champ. He's going to join us at noon. That segment was also brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.